From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry criticized Russia for what he called its irresponsible and profoundly ill-advised decision to support the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Marta Vondervolf reports.
Kerry gave a grim assessment of the situation in Syria with pointed criticism of Russia and its ally Syria.
And together, the Syrian regime and Russia seem to have rejected diplomacy in furtherance of trying to pursue a military victory over the broken bodies, the bombed-out hospitals, the traumatized children of a long-suffering land.
Kerry said the United States is not giving up on the people of Syria and stressed that Washington is not abandoning the pursuit of peace. Marta van der Wolf, Brussels.
The United Nations is appealing to the international community to pay more attention to Yemen. Yemen is experiencing one of the worst humanitarian crises in the world, but most media attention is on Syria. UN officials fear this focus on Syria is overshadowing the serious needs of more than 12 million people in Yemen. Southern Haiti became a disaster area Tuesday when Hurricane Matthew tore across the island, destroying power and telephone lines and washing away a key bridge. Communications between the capital and three provinces are non-existent, making it impossible to know the number of casualties or the extent of damage in Haiti. By late Tuesday, the eye of the hurricane had made landfall near the eastern tip of Cuba. Hurricane warnings are posted for eastern Cuba and much of the Bahamas. Hurricane watches are already out for parts of Florida, and Matthew is expected to strike the U.S. East Coast by the end of the week. This is VOA News.